Recalculating. Recalculating.
It goes to 1, 2, 3, and...
Ghost. T.
Tactical.
Shogun.
Knight.
Prophet.
Oh, yeah.
You are now about to witness...
The Lost Boys
Podcast.
Sure you can...
Thank you. Thank you, everybody, and welcome to the Lost Boys Podcast. What is up, brother? I'm one of your hosts, Ghost T, and joining me as always, live from inside a white Ford Bronco, headed down the 105, Tactical Shogun and Knight Prophet. What is up, fellas?
Yo, rest
What's
in peace,
up?
The king.
The king. If you can't, to the fuck kid. Factory. We're making babies over here.
Making babies, making plays, special teams, special players. Special
tap,
plays.
Tap, tap.
Eagles.
Eagles, that is.
And he's a Patriots fan. I don't know what the flapping
the Texans
is
Texans fan.
Oh, Tech. It's all the same. And yeah.
Red,
the same color.
Blue, blue, right?
Yeah.
Close enough. The jersey looks close enough.
I that guy's taking over everything. My wife walked out of the bathroom after blow-drying her hair or whatever. And she goes, "What's up, brother?" And immediately... I go, "God damn, dude, he's take." I've been anti-sketch for a long time, but I'm finally on board. And I go,
"Dude, I tried to get you on early, dude."
Yeah, you got.
I know. You know, I'm a contrarian. You were ahead of the game. You were a prospector before they started finding gold. You were one of the first ones when everybody thought he was crazy. I thought you and just because you and Cube hit Tism TikTok like there's no tomorrow. You guys. You guys got a timeshare in Tism TikTok, dude. So I can't.
Yeah, those algorithms, are missing the chromosome, man.
I gotta blow past some of those sometimes, dude.
I'm responsible for my FYP, for that's for sure, dude.
That's
it's
kind
of wild sometimes.
Dude is funny though. He's doing a good act, part act.
He is.
He's making a
and
shit.
He's hilarious.
He is funny.
His one-liners are
witty.
Fucking solid.
Yeah, he's right on point. He's always... I don't know how he creeped on my conspiracy TikTok all the time, but he pops in there every now and then, and he's, like, live all the time. Is he live, like, all the fucking time? Because it's always showing a live video of him.
Is he live right now? No, he's not.
He might be.
I don't think he streams, like, a crazy amount, and he's been doing a lot of podcasts lately, so he's kind of, like, on a tour, I guess.
Are there recorded live streams on TikTok? Because it always has that little live thing in the corner. It's weird.
Possibly.
Maybe.
Screen recorded like a live.
That could be. That's true.
Yeah.
Makes sense to me. What's up, brothers?
What's up, brothers?
What you guys got going on this week? It's been a fucking crazy week, I'm sure, right? You guys saw the eclipse. How was your eclipse?
Disappointed in the eclipse. TikTok led me wrong on this one. There were no conspiracies, not enough to talk about. They're trying to cover their tracks. All these fucking TikTokers right now. They're showing all the videos and like there's a bird flying by. They're like, "I swear that was an alien right there." And all this, they're going deep off the edge. And I'm just like kind of smacking my forehead, like, "Oh, come on, guys, give it a rest."
That's entertainment in itself,
Dude,
there's no alien faces. There's no whatever else. It's crazy.
I realized during the eclipse, so I watched the eclipse through a welding mask.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't, I didn't have any of the glasses. And I realized, because I'd never seen an eclipse before, this is my first time seeing an eclipse, and I realized that white people are fucking dumb. Because there's nothing fancy or fun about it at all. You got to look at it through these dark glasses that you wouldn't be able to see anything out of otherwise.
You don't have to.
I mean, I tried to look at it naked, and I did see a spot for a second.
A little bit.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
You gotta,
and then I started reading about the spot, and it didn't make me feel any better about
how far,
the spot.
How much of the eclipse was in Florida, though? Because it was only... Did you even have, like, a half?
It had more than half. Three quarters.
It did have more than half? Oh, okay. Well,
three quarters of the way over here.
Yeah,
did you get any of it tonight?
We were at 92.
Nah, I don't think so.
You didn't even see 92? It. Knight didn't even notice. Yeah, you were at. You saw the whole thing.
Yeah, because I think it started up like what in Texas, and then kind of.
Went up toward Maine.
Really, it was like the best path for it.
Did you see it in 2017?
Yeah, big time. Went out and that was pretty cool. I like that. That one was awesome. Cause like, have you ever seen like an eclipse through like trees, like leaves of a tree?
Oh, the shadows and shit.
The shadows, it's yeah,
crazy.
Dude.
Easy, yeah. Because
it's
they
like
look
circles,
like, moons,
like light circles. It's so fucking wild. Yeah. So, I remember in 2017, it was cool like that. And then also, I was dating a girl that had kids at the time too. When we poked a bunch of holes like in paper, and we would hold it up, and it would like cast the shadows on the cement and stuff. So it was pretty.
Damn,
cool.
That's wild, dude.
Yeah,
check out the videos of the shadows. It's fucking crazy.
We don't ever get anything here. Real quick, City in the chat says Hispanics are all bad at space. And I got to be honest with you, that hurts, City. One. Well, two, at least we didn't fucking fake going there, you dork. All right? You guys had to fake.
You said there were no Hispanics on the moon, but I don't think there were anybody on the moon.
There was no whites on there either. It was fucking studio in Santa Monica.
They said they're sending a Japanese to the moon.
Knight, your thoughts?
2 years. What do you think about this?
I don't care. I'm Filipino. Those Japanese oppressors, man.
Good answer. Good answer.
Why? Now you're not upset that they get to go there before you guys? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what we meant. Cool, dude. That's
Filipinos are a long way from the moon, dog.
That's what I'm saying, though. Maybe Japanese guy takes you up there. It's like a reparation. You know, when like Bezos took that bus driver up there or whatever? To space, to his space ride?
Possibly. It takes his favorite
that's
nurse up there.
Earth orbit.
I want Knight to go up to space on like a free ride from the Japanese or Bezos, and I want him to eat one of those duck eggs. What's that duck egg stuff that you Filipinos like, dude?
Balut.
Balut. There you go.
I don't like it. I mean, I've never tried it. I won't, dude.
No, it's all right. Well, I'm glad that's your white side talking. Welcome back, brother. How you doing?
Yeah.
Oh, it's horrible. It looks horrible. It was just right out of the egg.
So bad.
Bro.
It's just right out of the egg.
It's half developed duck.
I'm gonna
throw. Yo, so you're eating rooster cum, by the way. There's no way, or duck cum. I'm sorry. Because as we learned, you got to fertilize the egg.
The egg.
Yep. So you're kind of. That is the gayest meal of all time.
Yeah, exactly. Not putting those huevos in my mouth, dude.
Fuck, dude.
More respectable.
I've been watching a lot of. So I don't know, Knight. You might, being a comedy head, you know this guy, Adam Ray.
Oh yeah, you were watching Dr. Phil stuff.
I'm all over Dr. Phil right now, dude. It is. Yeah. It's taking over my fucking life. I'm watching all of them. He just had a new one today, and it's playing. I had it playing. Oh, excuse me. I'm yawning.
Does he strictly do Dr. Phil now, or does he do
regular? No, he does comedy. He does regular stuff, but all I care, I don't care about that. All I care about is the Dr. Phil. He puts on the makeup, and he has like a whole live show, and he talks in the voice, okay? And he just does the whole fucking show like that. He starts
like Mr. Garrison from.
That's kind of what he does a little bit. It's a little sometimes bit, a little bit. He goes, and today's show is about cooperation. Okay, and
you're pretty good at that shit,
dude. You got to watch it. I'll post the fucking video of the thing, but it's hilarious. Bobby Lee and Andrew Santino did one together. It's hilarious. He has one with Bill Burr. Hilarious. I don't think I like your fucking attitude right now. He'd go.
I think I saw the clips from the Bill Burr one.
Yeah,
dude, he just walks up to people in the one that hooked me is that there's like a lady in the crowd, you know, and he goes, "What do you got on your tit there? Is that like a geisha?" Did I tell you guys this story? I feel like I told this story
last week. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
dude,
yeah.
Never mind. I already talked about Dr. Phil last week. Sorry, everybody. It's a conspiracy. It's MK Ultra. They made me forget about it.
Ray website up.
Fucking yeah, in the Matrix that's right. Now. I just saw a glitch.
I almost did it again, dude.
This is where
you find out that I'm a CIA. Yeah, you know what? Actually,
your whole fucking mind, bro.
White people aren't as crazy as I thought, is what I'm learning right now. You guys are all right.
You are being awakened.
Dude, I want immediately right off the bat, no questions asked. I want Knight to tell me about all the weeb stuff. I'm blowing the lead right now. I'm sorry, but I'm excited to hear it. Yeah. I want Knight to just blow the lid on all this weeb stuff. We got stuff to talk about here.
I'm going to take a break.
Yeah.
Have fun.
Diving into this world, for sure. Well, I had originally started Vinland Saga, and that was like the show that I finished this last week was season two of that. Off a tax recommendation. But what brought me to a halt was on Netflix, they didn't have the English dub for the second half of the season. So the first half of season two was English dub, and all of a sudden it was Japanese, and it like killed it for me because it's like Norse, you know, warriors, like these huge white dudes. So it was kind of odd to hear some like Japanese accent. I'm like, you know, like halfway through. So I kind of stopped, and then Tag hit me up like maybe it was like 2 months ago. It was like, hey, dude, the English dubs are on Netflix now. But I ended up getting back to it last week, and I backtracked a few episodes, kind of get my reminder of what was happening. But dude, the season two is so sick, even though it's a much slower season than one. It's like it takes place on a farm, and it's not really about like these huge like wars and battles that like happened in the first season. But I mean, there are some good battle like fight scenes and stuff, but it's just like a way different pace. And it made me like love characters that I had initially was like real cold on, like Thorfinn, for example. He's kind of like one of the main characters. He was, I talked about him in season one. He was just like a rage monster, and he was just like overcome with like revenge, and like that's all he was. And he was like unpredictable, and he was impulsive, like always making crazy decisions. And then in season two, he becomes a slave, and he works on this farm, and he just kind of grows into like this passive role. And it's fucking sick to see. Because he's still like one of the baddest fighters out there in that land, like the Viking world. And he's just sitting there doing hard labor and like kind of reflecting on all the people he has killed. And he's like haunted by a lot of it too.
Yes.
Like
he
dreams of like this, these mountains of corpses, because he's killed like hundreds of people. He's like, he was a savage, and he was small too. So everyone kind of knew him.
Thorfinn the Small.
Yeah, they were like, is he small of stature? And it was like a fearful thing for them when they were like, yeah, he's short. And everyone was like, oh, shit, I think that's him. You know, he's fucking Thorfinn. But it was cool to see season two and him work as a slave on this farm and kind of reflect on his life. And the character that he became was fucking dope, dude.
The slave. So I love that season because they're so that season is strictly is really only carried by character development and the way that they tell the story, you know, because again, like Knight said, there's no season one is just fights, war. And they sprinkle in fantastic character development, but
yeah,
what really hooks you is the action as well. And then season two relies solely on storytelling for the most part, right? There are a few great action scenes in there, but it is just to watch Thorfinn become like this lost soul that like is just moseying around, not moseying, but like moping around. And he's just basically, he's dead already, right? He's living and he's doing his thing, but he's dead. He lands on this farm, and the owner of the farm, his name is Kettle. And he's like, he's got this vast, I mean, thousands and thousands of acres, and his deal with his slaves is that he gives them a section of forest, and their job is to chop down all the trees in that section, you know, bring out the stumps, plant crops, and then they sell him back crops that they grow, and then once they earn enough money to buy to pay off what he paid for them, he sets them free.
Ooh,
so then he meets a, what's the other guy's name, dude? What's the guy that Thorfinn has to grow with? Anvar? Oh, no.
Well,
Einar.
Einar,
right? So the story, actually season two starts with Einar.
Giggity.
Season 2 starts with Einar and his family being raided by Vikings, and his mom and his sister both die, and then they take him as a slave, and then they sell him off, and he ends up with Thorfinn. That's how they meet. And so Einar's like this happy-go-lucky, like, positive guy, and then Thorfinn's just, like, dead, and he won't talk, you know? And so to watch Thorfinn grow and to become this, like, pacifist model of fucking peace and justice and all that is quite insane. And then you watch Kettle, this nice guy that, oh, you know, sets his slaves free and do whatever. He kind of becomes a monster at the end.
Dude, his downfall was insane. That was, like, I think my favorite part of the season, because I had such high praise for him in the beginning, and then, like, watching him fall apart was like, holy shit, you know?
Yeah.
So it goes both ways. Like, there's characters you hate and you end up loving them, and there's characters you love and you end up being like, what the fuck? Like, that guy's a piece of shit. Yeah.
They do a great, Vinland Saga does a great, it has a great way of doing that in both seasons, because again, you have Thorfinn and Askeladd, right?
Yep.
You start off hating Askeladd for killing Thorfinn's dad, and then you love Thorfinn because you're rooting for him the whole time, like, yo, kill Askeladd, dude. But then as time goes on, you see those paths converge and then separate to where you end up rooting for Askeladd, and you're like, Thorfinn, what the fuck, bud? You're like disappointed in him. Same thing here. It's insane, dude. It's such a good show. It's fucking great. I'm so glad that you finished it, because I was actually looking at it the day that you wrote. I just finished Vinland Saga.
You were hard.
The day prior, I was on Netflix thinking of what to watch, and I was like, man, when should I do another Vinland Saga rewatch? I'm hoping it's season 3. I gotta look up when season 3 is coming out. Hold on a minute.
I think Cube said he was gonna start reading it soon, because he's been buying some of the.
He's a big reader. Yeah.
Is that done or is that still ongoing?
I have no idea. So I haven't even looked into what goes past season 2. GPT.
I haven't either.
I mean, with the title Saga, I imagine it's a long story, and I'm here for the ride, dude.
2025 release date probably for season 3.
Yeah, not.
Fuck. Well, that's a long time ago. I'm going to be honest with you. I was hoping it was coming out this year. But I got to be honest with you. I'll wait. He says he just bought the first volume. You're in for a treat, dude.
Ooh, it's still ongoing, too. It's still ongoing.
Oh, there's a
27 volumes right now.
Holy
shit. Oh, my gosh.
You got a way to go, Cube. That's going to be a lot of TV, too, if you do.
But yeah, I'm going to be watching this anime until I'm 40.
Yeah. Oh,
it is a easy watch, though, with the, because the episodes are only like 20, like 22, 24 minutes.
24, yeah.
So it's like real, you can squeeze in a couple episodes, you know, if you're super busy and you only have time to watch like something really short. Like it was easy for me to like chug through a couple episodes something. Yeah.
No, so you're going to watch it?
I'll give you my review next week. Yeah, no doubt about it, man, because I'm into a TV and entertainment intake mood right now, so I'm watching stuff.
I've been watching mad TV. So much TV lately.
I like SNL better.
I like Bobby
Lee. You were there. Mad TV was the best. If you were there when it was fresh, that was top TV. It was great.
It's so funny.
I like the Bobby Lee, the Keegan-Michael Key, the Jordan Peele eras, you know?
I forgot they were even on it. You see, I probably fell off by those errors.
Bobby Lee,
Coach Hines, dude.
Was there to start.
You remember the Coach Hines skits, dude? Those were fantastic. What? You don't know those?
I don't know.
Take a gander at the Coach Hines skits, where Keegan-Michael Key plays like a gym coach.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's done that on the show, too, right?
No, he hasn't done that on Key and Peele, I don't think.
Did he really? Is this the guy who mispronounces names and shit?
Ooh. No, he's like, hey, Aaron.
Yeah. Aaron.
Yeah, but it's not the same.
Lapsy. But that's okay. It just looks like it. Yeah, but that was the Key and Peele one. All right, that's what I was thinking. I know I don't recall it from Mad TV, actually.
Yo, it's hilarious.
I'll post a video. They were on there. Holy shit. I got to go back and do a Mad TV rewatch.
My favorite from Mad TV, though, is Will Sasso, dude. I think Will Sasso is
just hilarious.
He's hilarious.
He's just a hilarious guy. Even that, did you see that that Dudesy podcast had to come out and admit that it's not really AI because of that whole lawsuit over fucking
George Carlin thing?
I saw the George Carlin shit in the news, but no, nah, what is this now? Dudesy?
Yeah, so that podcast, I remember, who's that other guy? Chad Colchin?
Yeah.
So apparently Chad Colchin is the one that wrote the entire hour.
Carlin.
And then they just had AI generate voice, but AI didn't create the script. They didn't write the jokes, is what they said, because there was a whole... Okay. His George Carlin's family sued these people. You can't find the video on his channel anymore. It got redacted.
Oh, yeah, okay. Crazy.
It's insane.
Some of the jokes are that AI is writing the jokes, though, so I hope they have a good case.
I don't know. I'm sure they could easily prove it. And then it turns out that Dudesy, their AI that they supposedly have to run the show, isn't real. It's not a real AI, is what they say.
I didn't know that. I was upset.
It's interesting.
Maybe that was like the gimmick. I don't know, but they fooled me. I was talking to my barber about it.
They did something with Tom Brady too, and got threatened to get sued by Tom Brady.
Why is everybody such a pussy, dude? Yeah. Come on. Yeah,
exactly.
It's fucking a fucking bullshit, podcast, man. Dude. Leave him alone.
Right.
Getting ridiculous. Huh.
Oh, my gosh. Bullshit. I don't know.
Sue. American way, baby.
That's the fucking, you know, I should have sued that old man that crashed into my shit.
Yeah.
I should have sued him for every fucking penny he had. I would have sent him back to Nicaragua. Sent him packing.
Could have made him a slave.
Send him out. I could have. Maybe I'd just make him grow some trees.
Give him a section of your backyard and fucking have him sell you the corn back.
Have him work that area.
Hell yeah, dude.
Buy all the elotes, dude.
Some maíz. Maybe he could grow some sugar cane back there. Rest in peace, my cheap paw, dude.
Azúcar.
Dude, fuck. I'm in a weeb mood, dude. What let's talk Ninja Kamui, because you watch Ninja Kamui. Now we got to get Ghost on Ninja Kamui. Oh, you're caught Ninja up. Kamui. See, I didn't finish the most recent episode.
What is this now? Jesus.
It's a Adult Swim show, actually.
Oh, okay. It's fire.
There's only 9 episodes right now, and it's still ongoing. I don't even know what day they release on, because I kind of caught it up in 1 week.
Sunday nights, Saturday they play. I watch them Monday morning.
Oh, okay. This just started? This is fresh?
Yeah, it's brand fresh new. To
the fucking, oh, okay. In the pot, dude. Still cooking.
Yeah. I thought this one was dope action-wise. It's like Afro Samurai, and I love that. Ooh, where it's kind of a mix of like samurais and semi-futuristic stuff, like cyborgs and shit like that. Super dope. The action's awesome. Watching those scenes where he's just like slicing people to pieces in like whole groups is sick. The story's good too. I'm definitely invested in the story. There's some fucking wild characters, like that one guy that can't stop saying like sexual innuendos.
Yo,
you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, he's like midget or something. Oh, like,
boy. He's a horny midge.
Yeah, he's raunchy as fuck. But yeah, there's the cool characters, man.
It's a fucking great show. I don't think the story is as great as obviously something like Vinland Saga, but that's a show that I don't think tries to tell a crazy story like that. I think that's that's like a John Wick. John Wick's story is not
It's a revenge
by any means like intensive, but it's that fucking fun revenge. Time. It's that satisfaction. It's the crazy over the top fights.
Dopamine.
It's the definitely it's like a dopamine rush, and then you know the government. That fucking like Facebook type company.
Yeah. That, they even know, is pulling show the their VR headset, and it's the Meta Quest. the name of the company is called Auza.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's kind of like they're talking about like super corpse.
That's another fucking banger, dude. Yeah. I think it's beautifully animated. It's kind of got that like 90s. Style animation to it, you know what I mean? Like before they started drawing big googly eyes on all these fucking dorks.
And it's not cheesy at all. It's more adult art
Yeah.
You know,
very easy to get it everywhere. Going away from that.
A lot of this stuff.
Well, you know, I think they realize that we're getting tired of this fucking nonsense. Nobody wants to see fucking giant anime tits all the time.
Good.
Well, you know.
We didn't say take those away.
You want to see not the biggest thing is the tears that just stick there on their face.
Or like that red cross like on the forehead. What is that? You know, when they're like pissed off or
and the screaming.
The screaming. Yeah, they don't have a lot of the yeah.
Yeah.
I've been playing Final Fantasy VII, the remake, and that's very Japanesey.
I think that's my line, dude.
That's where you draw it?
I think so.
You don't like that unnecessary gasp for no reason? Yeah.
I think there's a YouTube video where it just does all the grunting, and it's like an hour long or some shit.
There's a lot of grunt.
And they just clip all the grunting in Final Fantasy VII. And it's super long. So far, it's fucking the
thing with Final Fantasy VII is it's so beautiful. Like, the graphics are insane. And it's crazy playing, obviously, Final Fantasy VII from PS1 days. And I never finished it because I was, you know, young. And then I got a PS2. And then I never played another PS1 game, you know. But it's crazy to play that and then jump into this. And, like, I remember some aspects of the story in the beginning. And then going in and playing them like this, where you're actually fighting. It's not turn-based. You know, you're going in there and you're doing your thing. They still keep some of those aspects of the turn-based, where, like, you can only use abilities after you fill a bar up from attacking or just time passes, you know? And the fucking... the moves and all the colors and all the spells and all the shit is just so fucking dope. It just looks so good. It makes me want to play Final Fantasy 16. My wife bought me that for Christmas. I mean, Santa Claus. Sorry. And it made me want to play that because I still haven't even taken that out of the package. But I got to finish this game because I started playing Bloodborne and then, you know, I got... pretty good.
You were in a from mood like crazy.
I was in a from mood, but I think I'm just tired of sweating for a little bit because Bloodborne had me sweating, boy. Bloodborne's hard.
Bloodborne's hard as fuck, dude. I tried it for a couple hours. I was getting rocked.
It's so difficult because it's such a different... It's just like Sekiro where, you know, you play so much Dark Souls, and if you try to play Sekiro like Dark Souls, you're fucked. You can't play Bloodborne the way you play Sekiro or Dark Souls because it's such a different game, and it rewards aggressiveness, and where you're so used to, like, dodging and moving away and getting distance and blocking. This one kind of challenges you to move in, and then if you get hit, just keep swinging on dudes because they got something called a rally mechanic where you lose a little bit of health when you take a damage. But then you have the chance to regain that health
through counterattacks or something.
No. If you attack people after you get hit, you can you do it. But it is very parry heavy as well, that game, because there's no blocking, so it relies solely on dodging and then parrying to then hit those big numbers on people. And I'm pretty good at it, but it's just, you know, it's very difficult of a game. And I was like, let me try Final Fantasy. Actually, I played it with my son. Because my son came into the room and I didn't want to play Bloodborne in front of him. So I started playing Final Fantasy, just put something on. And then I was like, holy shit. You know, holy fuck, dude. And so now I'm all in. It's crazy. Weeb. It's Weeb Friday here on the Lost Boys podcast. And if you're Japanese, call in and tell us what 1945 was like, preferably. I don't want to talk to one of you young people. Jesus. And let's get this. I want some culture, you know? I don't know.
I didn't do anything weebish, actually, or watch anything weebish.
Wow. No, you went full American.
Let me talk about something else first, because this show, I was hearing some buzz about, and so I figured I'd watch it. I don't remember if I talked about this or not either, but Three Body Problem. Do you guys know about this, John?
I watched the whole thing.
Netflix, right? Oh, you watched the whole thing? Did you talk about it?
Yeah. No, we didn't.
Okay. Because this is like, it's pretty deep and crazy and more sci-fi and philosophical even. I don't know, but it's pretty much about these aliens coming on Earth. And some spoiler, they pretty much are, well, they don't come to Earth yet. They come via these fucking holographs. They're here anyway. It's too hard to explain the physics.
Like these all-seeing eyes. It's
so crazy. Yeah, the all-seeing eye that can see everything on Earth all at once. But the whole, they're starting an invasion, but it's going to take them 400 years to get there. So that's Earth's problem right now. They got to figure out, all right, so we know we're going to get invaded by these crazy motherfuckers in 400 years. So what do we got to do? And they're always watching us all the time. So let's figure something out. How we do this. So it gets deep and philosophical. Yeah, and all these other fucking intelligent fucking
ways. Science. This group of scientists.
Science, nerd stuff. It's great.
You need to
I thought it was awesome.
It is very good.
Yeah. And it's got my girl Isa Gonzalez in it. Dude, that girl's fucking banging.
Wait, who's that?
She's like that Mexican scientist.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I like fell in love with her when she did the.
Wait, the stuck from up Dust one Till sort Dawn. Of?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay,
she's the
yeah,
one.
Yeah.
She's the one that came up with the nanotechnology.
Yeah. For the parachute thing and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that whole thing, I don't want to even spoil that whole thing with that dude's fucking journey there, because it's just crazy, but it goes down some weird paths you wouldn't think.
Uh-huh. Are these aliens, do they look sexy, these aliens, or are they kind of gross? Well,
they don't.
The aliens.
Well, they don't show them.
Well, the alien that speaks to you in the VR headset, John, yeah, she's pretty sexy.
Oh yeah,
but they show up as humans, but they're not.
Yeah.
Yo, is that one of those The Guardian from fucking Baldur's Gate things where I think I'm gonna fuck this thing and then it turns out to be this giant squid?
Exactly that, bro.
Yep.
You're seeing what you want to see.
Oh, you son of a bitch. They make you spend so much time on this Guardian to create this perfect, this perfectly shaped lady.
Think of people who spent like hours on the character creators.
I'm telling you. Hey, hi, it's me. Hey, spoiler alert, I did. Present. 23 minutes, to be exact. Thank you. Oh, man, but dude. Well, where'd you watch that show?
It's on Netflix.
I think
Netflix,
it's on right? Netflix.
Yeah, it's a Netflix original.
Yeah.
And it's done by the showrunners of Game of Thrones and True Blood. So, and I like both of those shows.
Yeah, so it has different vibes throughout.
Yeah.
Good characters. And a lot of Game of Thrones actors, isn't it?
Yep. There are at least a few two Game of Thrones actors in there.
Some Marvel actors in there.
Really?
Pretty
stacked house then.
Yes, yeah, it was well done.
Yeah, big budget. Big budget shit. Good shit, man.
Three body problem. It was kind of fun to watch it, like, with the eclipse looming.
I know it was all
had some, you know, like talking those about weird rotation. Tie-ins
with all the conspiracy shit. Yeah. No doubt about it. It has me questioning all that shit too. That's opening up your eyes, and how they're just taking over humans and shit like that. That's like MK Ultra shit that they're doing on humans. It's wild. So yeah, check that shit out.
Yeah, worth a watch. Is your lady like sci-fi stuff, Tack?
She'll watch it. You know, it just depends. It has to be good. It has to be. You know, it's my lady's a little weirder on she the likes taste than I.
It might be. Sci-fi.
But we're watching.
And you know, she likes
that sci-fi.
Yeah.
She likes Star Wars. We love Star Wars. Okay. We did a whole watch of all the Star Wars movies. I don't really watch a lot of sci-fi myself, though. So I mean, I never really impose it on her, but not maybe this like, is something we can. I tried to watch the that fucking Adam Sandler movie, Spaceman or whatever, where he's like talking to the spider in space because he's going crazy after being alone.
Wait,
up
what?
There
I don't know
this. Yo, there's a movie that Adam Sandler did. It's a serious role. Yeah, it is on Netflix. It's he does one of those serious roles where he's a spaceman. Yeah, that's been in, he's like an astronaut that's been in space for like 180 something days or whatever, and he's going crazy.
Oh, this just came
and,
out. Oh shit! Okay.
And he develops this like spider that he's talking to basically, and I don't know the whole premise of the thing, but it's like helping him find himself or some shit. And the guy just wants to go home, It's very evident that he doesn't want to be out there anymore, but the spider's helping him get through it. It's this giant, creepy spider thing that just talks to him in a soft voice. You know? It's pretty wild.
Is it Steve Buscemi? He playing this?
No, I would be hilarious, though. Dang, you gotta...
Oh, fuck. Or Rob Snyder. You
stop losing your mind over here, buddy. You're looking a little bad. I was on Boardwalk Empire.
What's a big ass spider, too? Jesus.
Yeah, it's huge. My wife doesn't really watch it. We're watching The Boys. I think I mentioned earlier in the pre-show. We're watching The Boys together, and she's starting to get into it. We're on episode, I think, like 7 or 8 now.
You're in there,
and we're starting to get there. I know it's. I feel like the first season's a little. It takes a little bit to build and actually like develop a good enough story plot line, you know, where there's like plot twists. My lady's really into plot twists. When we watch shows together, you know, usually they're like chick shows, but they got these crazy plot twists where we're like, holy shit, you know? So then I'm sure she'll get into it like season 2 as the fucking Compound V shit comes out. You know that. The Compound V? What's the other one? The one that they use for temporary stuff? Is that Super V or V Junior? What do they call it? They still call it
Compound V, but like the temporary. Didn't they say like, oh, don't worry, it was the temporary kind?
I know. I think there's another name for it. There might be a different
name for it, but
hold on. Now I got to fucking Google. God damn it, dude.
Where the fuck is Jamie?
Yo, Jamie's fucking fire.
He's old. He's an old man.
He is. We did find out he was old as hell.
Hey, well, they call him Young Jamie.
41.
He did. Why do they call him Young Jamie?
You guys still got to watch.
He's younger than Rogan.
Temp V. Compound V24. Temp V. Yeah, Temp V. All right. You were right, Knight. I'm sorry for doubting you.
Because I just recently watched it, so it was kind of a little fresh on my head.
Temp V. Yeah, I just got to the scene where they fucking went to the ICU for the NICU, the little newborn ICU, and they found out that they're pumping these fucking things, and they're making them. You're not born like that. Silly.
Grown in a lab. Spoiler alert.
Crazy world.
Spoiler alert if you haven't watched The Boys. It's very old now.
But I still think you guys need to see Silo if you haven't yet. It's really good.
Okay. About
these people in this vault. And it has like similar time. Like when this show came out, all I was thinking was, oh my God, this show is like Fallout, the video game. But then fast forward to now and Fallout,
what a segue.
TV show is fucking hit. It hit what, yesterday? All 8 episodes came out.
Was it yesterday? Yeah,
pack watch 5 yeah. minutes.
But, I think it was the day before. No?
Was it 2 days ago? Maybe it was 2 days.
No, it might have been yesterday.
No, that's right. It dropped the 10th because it was supposed to drop the 11th originally. And then they actually...
A day early.
A day or two early. Yep. A day or two before they said, hey, we're going to drop it on Wednesday instead. So yeah, it was all right. It was out 2 days. I'm half an hour away from finishing it. So I powered
Are you really?
Damn. As quick as I could.
What do you think? So... All I watched, and then I want you to get into it. Not, you know, try to keep it. Don't spoil it for me that much, but please spoil some. I watched the first 5 minutes where they're at that little party, you know, and then everything's like normal. They're playing that, you know, Fallout music, and everything seems good. And then he's telling his girl about the mushroom cloud. He goes, oh, if you put your thumb up, you know, you'll see how far away the thing is. And then the bomb goes off, and you start seeing the mushroom cloud form and all that in the distance. And so that's all I want.
You didn't really get a good sense of the show, I don't think, from that.
Right, yeah. I watched the first 3 episodes.
Oh, did you? Fuck, I should have watched more.
You're
sorry.
Pretty deep in there, too. Nah, that's all right, but I'm really enjoying it so far, and I think it follows the video game vibe very well. It mixes the aesthetic of the comedy, the like tongue-in-cheek dark humor of the games, mixed with this kind of cartoony 50s pop style retro, but with this atomic thing thrown. It just hits those type of levels perfectly, and just the vibe feels so good. I don't know how to explain it, but it's just fucking great. Did you play the games, Tech, at all? Did you play any of the games?
I love Fallout 3 and Fallout 4. I didn't play 1 and 2, okay. And I didn't really play New Vegas enough to, like, appreciate or respect it. I know that's your favorite one. I'm sorry.
It is a good one. New Vegas is tight.
I don't like Shelter. I think Fallout Shelter is a fucking abysmal.
Yeah, it's all right. That's a whole different thing. But
Fallout 4, Fallout 3 is fucking fantastic.
It has a lot of the same vibe as 4. I will say it borrows elements from some of the games. Pretty much from 3 is sort of the main plot there that kicks off the season. Mild spoilers. It's a mission to find your dad who is not in the vault anymore. So that's kind of how this season goes, which is straight out of Fallout 3. And they also use something from Fallout 1 where they mentioned it a little bit, where they got to get this water chip that supplies the water. So that's one reason why people are going outside of the vaults and stuff like that. But there's just a lot of little Easter eggs like that too, that are thrown out. I don't know. The vibe is so perfect. But I say that to ask Knight, because you've never played any Fallout games. Is this correct?
No. Yeah, I've never played.
You've said this on this show
before. That's fucking bananas.
So I want to hear from your perspective on this show and what you're thinking, because you might be lost on a lot of stuff that's probably going on that people who are into the games are like, I can't believe they're doing
that.
Yeah. Like scratching your head, like, what the fuck are they doing?
I bet there's tons that I'm missing for sure. Fallout, I had originally played Fallout 3 when it came out, but I played it for like 2 hours and never played it again.
Crazy.
It was just like a game that it didn't hook me for some reason. Yeah, I like bought it and everything. And it was just a game.
Did you sell that? Or what happened to that?
I mean, I'm sure it got traded in at some point for something. But yeah, it was just one of those games, dude, for some reason. I don't know. Maybe it was the wrong time. I was in something else. I can't even think of what I was in. But so as a non-fan, so I don't know shit about Fallout. The only thing I know is, you know, Pip-Boy is the name of, like, that cartoon character. Like, right? Isn't that?
Well, the Pip-Boy is a computer.
Sorry, yeah, the Pip-Boy is the whole armband thing. Okay. The character, I don't even know what the character's name is. That's Vault Boy. Vault Boy. Vault Boy, I think.
Vault Boy, okay.
And they use him for all their, like, propaganda.
Yeah, all for the signs and the posters. And he's, like, on the wristwatch thing.
Bobblehead.
But I'm loving the show so far. First 3 episodes, it's super fucking cool. And, I love the cowboy character. It's fantastic, cool. Dude. Yeah, Goggins.
Yeah, his, because I think he's getting the deepest character development right now. But
no, what is it? Walton Goggins?
Fuck, it's a dude Goggins from the beginning, playing with his daughter, but in the future.
Yeah, Walton Goggins.
Wait a minute, he's 400 years in the future, 200 years or something like that.
Well, yeah, you should have watched further than 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. I should have watched.
Because I can't even see it. Or whatever. But yeah, he's phenomenal so far. But that's good to hear that it's actually good in attracting people who aren't all that into the show. Because I was worried about that too, if they would find that thin line, you know, that they could balance between keeping the game players happy and bringing in new people and viewers. It's kind of like, I think they're doing the formula Last of Us did.
So City hit us up in Discord earlier today, and he asked if anyone wanted to do a Fallout 76 run as a group, and I'm like, I'm gonna play that with them. So just because I'm watching this show, I'm gonna try at least one Fallout game. I know this is probably like I know it wasn't a great launch, but I've heard the improvements have been good on the game, so I'm excited to try for sure. But
where is it on?
Oh, right now you can get it on Prime right now for free.
Yeah, Xbox on Amazon Prime
PC. If you're a Prime member, they're giving that free. It's huge discount right now on Steam because I was just looking at that.
75% off. Yeah, and then it's like Fallout 4 is also 75% off, and I'm going to swoop that.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of them DLCs because I didn't have any Fallout 4 DLCs, and they're all like a dollar right now or something. It's crazy.
So, yeah, no shit.
Yeah, so I'm kind of hyped to check out the universe and see, give Fallout another go.
I think you're going to dig it.
And I'm thought hopeful. About doing 3, but it just looks too old. That was the one I put down.
3 would
die. I'm like,
Vegas. Unfortunately, I hate to say it,
15 years old now.
Might be a little harder to get into now with my.
Yes, it will.
I think you could. The old
Fallout don't hold up. No. Yeah, you were so, nostalgic. I'll do
76 and 4. So yeah, that's what I'm going to try.
4 is great. I love 4. 4 gets a lot of flack.
It is great. It is great.
But I love it. I thought
it's still great.
Check it out.
It's great. And I've played I played probably 3 playthroughs of that game. And then once I started modding it, I mean, yeah, I went balls to the wall.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
I mean, Ghost,
you know what? Well, Knight, I was just thinking, go into 4. You got to play 4. Talk about fucking like building management and stuff like that. Like,
oh my god!
You get to build your whole fucking settlement, bro. You can build your whole
settlement builder. I forgot all about it.
Signing all your players to like do different tasks and all this shit, and you can just build up weaponry and you're gonna dig that aspect of it. I think too. You'll probably lose hours into just doing that.
Yeah, I will for sure. I love that building shit.
And 4 and 76 go hand in hand, same engine, which is kind of a glitchy engine, so just be prepared. But that's just been a part of Fallout games since they started, or at least
I played
3.
Starfield.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
You
used to be Bethesda glitches.
Yeah, I played Skyrim. So I've played Bethesda games, you know. For some reason Fallout wasn't one of them.
Damn.
I'm excited to jump in, dude.
Fucking night. That's great.
I'm happy for you, Knight.
But yeah, shit is good. I started playing, I'm being such a hypocrite too, talking about New Vegas, because I started watching the show. Immediately, during watching the show, I downloaded Fallout 3. Started playing it, and I'm like, miss some of these little things that are in Vegas, in New Vegas. All right, so I deleted it, downloaded New Vegas. Started that, and I'm kind of like, I don't know. Then delete this, download Fallout 4. So now I'm like, mad missions into Fallout 4. I've been back into Fallout 4 again.
Okay, cool. Well, it makes me feel good that you, as a Fallout fan, like the show, and then that you stuck on Fallout 4. So I think that's where I'm gonna start for sure.
All the conveniences are there. It just flows better. It just looks better on the PC. It's easier to run and just so many little things. So, yeah.
Cool.
But I'm hyped to kind of jump back into 76 too. And see what's happening in that world.
Yeah, multiplayer sounds fun.
I still got to play Final Fantasy VII. So I'm not going to jump in. But okay.
I understand.
I'm gonna miss you guys. I await to hear.
We're not going anywhere, dude.
I thought you were going topside.
Yeah,
I think topside to explore. I'm staying here in the vault. In the we got electricity down here.
Yeah,
you know. I don't know.
Shit was good though.
Cool.
Still eating fucking Easter candy.
Well, yeah, that's not too much.
No,
eating Halloween candy.
Oh, you still got a stash?
I've got too much. I have to start burning it because I can't throw it away anymore.
The kids don't really eat it that fast, to be honest.
I'm not letting them eat it. They don't deserve it.
They want it, and you're denying them?
Yeah. I paid for all of it, and it just makes them go crazy. So I give them like a little nibble here and there, but I'm the one that's been really putting this stuff away, especially the Smarties. I got Smarties lined up here like no tomorrow. And they're just delicious. All this Red 40 just tastes so good.
Oh, man.
They're going like Red 40.
Count. That's one way to kill it.
I already got 2 kids,
don't worry about the kids. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's one way to do it.
I'm good. That's actually a very cheap vasectomy. I'm in Endgame, dude. Yeah. Sterilization has never tasted so delicious.
Oh, fuck. That's crazy.
Fuck, dude. What else is going on, dude? I don't know. I don't know what's going on in the world. OJ died again.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you. What was again? Your thoughts?
Well, we talked about it a little earlier is what I meant. he did die once in our hearts. Yeah. And now he died in the physical world.
Nice.
I heard cancer said they didn't do it.
Well, somebody from my...
go ahead, because I saw the best quote, too. It was great.
Oh, just cancer denying killing him is very funny, actually. Cancer denying killing OJ. Cancer writing a book that says, if I did it. Somebody at my job said karma finally got him, and I was so confused. I was like, dude, karma really, I don't think that was karma, brother. I gotta be honest with you. I think if that's karma, he really took his time. The guy died 6 years before my grandmother, which is
it's not instant karma.
He was in rough shape too.
Slow, what is that? Slow cooker.
Pot, yeah, that's a crockpot karma.
Fucking, that thing was fucking simmering, dude.
Dude, I don't have any relation to. I mean, you know, I sympathize with OJ? OJ is what I'll say. Oh. I'll sympathize with him a little bit. If you can't, and this is obviously controversial. If you can't kill a couple people after you rush for 2,000 yards in 14 games, where is this country at? Where does this country... We don't belong. We should be China. If you rush for 2,000 yards over the course of 14 games, you should be allowed to kill two people.
He was an all-star.
He was a fucking legend, dude. Heisman Trophy winner. You know, the guy... Say what you want. The guy was funny. He had a hell of a the video of the video of the lady that did the report with him, like the interview, where he goes, "Hey, I have a surprise for you." And then he knocks on her hotel door, and when she opens, it's him with like a fake knife, and he's just making the psycho sounds.
I don't even know what the fuck that is, but I got it. Is that real?
No, you've seen that. Please tell me you've seen it.
I don't think I have. I mean, I saw a couple interviews with him talking about like his book. If I would have, it was just the most insane thing. Like, if this guy he fucking did it. What the fuck is going on? Why is America crazy?
OJ interview stab. OJ. Oh my god, I have to show you this.
That's a funny prank there, buddy.
Morbid video of OJ Simpson pretending to murder Ruby Wax in 19.
I'm posting it in green room right now. Interview. It's there.
I found the clip. This is crazy.
Yo, oh my god, you've never seen this?
I don't think so. I'm watching it now. Hold on.
Oh, hold on. We're gonna get Ghost's live reaction.
Alright, let's see here. I think the live viewers can hear the audio.
That's so good.
Oh my god, what? This guy's out of his mind. Holy shit. That's awesome. Oh god.
Dude, that guy definitely murdered those people.
Oh, there's without question.
There is without a doubt. Some people say that he didn't do it. And some people say that he didn't do it and that he was trying to cover up for his son. Yeah,
I
amen.
Heard that.
Shout out, bro.
Yeah.
Shout out, dude. Shout out Johnny Cochran. The glove don't fit. You must have quit. When he was spitting those bars in the courtroom, you know for a fact.
It was over.
Everybody took pictures of Robert Kardashian in there. He didn't do shit. He was a pussy. It's all my boy Johnny Cochran with spitting bars in the courtroom. These dudes didn't know what the fuck.
He was killing
it.
He knew the distraction techniques.
Oh, my goodness. If you can't. Again,
it was a media circus. It was wild.
You can't get a.
I remember watching the chase on the freeway live.
Yeah.
Really?
Me too.
I remember where I was at. I was at my grandparents' house, and it was like breaking news on TV.
How old were you at that time? Like 23, 24?
Fucking asshole. That's 10. I was like, I think 10,
12 or something. Yeah, yeah.
That's fair.
13. When did that happen? 14. Was it
93?
93? 92? Okay, so I was 7.
93, then. I think.
I might have been 92.
I was 7 then.
Yeah, I was like 11 or 12, I think. But I remember it clear as fuck.
Wait, yeah, for sure.
I think it was 93. 94, was it?
94, oh, yeah, yeah, June 17th, 1994.
Okay, okay. Because I was going to say, I remember being on the
computer. I wasn't even alive.
I saw this shit on the headline.
My parents hadn't even met yet.
That's crazy.
So, isn't that nice?
That's crazy. Well, what do you remember hearing about growing up, like O.J. Simpson?
Just that he was crazy. I remember that guy. There's a Family Guy episode that was pretty early into the show, you know, at least for me. Where Peter Griffin finds an old raffle that he won ticket or whatever, where he gets free golf, or not free golf, but he gets to play golf with a celebrity, right? So then they try to figure out, they're like, oh, who's the celebrity, whatever. He goes, O.J. Simpson, whatever. And his whole family's against it. And he plays golf with him, and everybody's so afraid. You know, Peter's so afraid of him the whole time, and the whole episode becomes OJ trying to convince Peter that he's not the guy he says he is, that everybody says he is, you know? And then at the end of the episode, they leave all this, and at the end of the episode, there's an angry mob outside Peter Griffin's house because he's harboring OJ. And they go, he's a fucking killer! He's a killer, whatever. So he comes out, he goes, I'm not going to let you guys judge me anymore. He goes, I know who I am. And he gives this touching speech about, like, knowing yourself and being who you are and not being afraid and whatever. And everybody just kind of comes around him and goes, OJ, we forgive you. You know, whatever. We accept you. We're sorry. And then he pulls a knife out and just kills two of the people in that crowd and runs off. So that was my, my intro to OJ.
Are teachers of history, because I had the same shit with like the Simpsons. A lot of shit that they did in reference on the Simpsons, it was like historical things that's how you learned about it growing up, or like movies or songs, or yeah, just people like that. That's fucking crazy, dude. And it was
South so Park funny.
Did that a lot too. Uh-oh.
The juice is loose.
The juice.
Well, juice is up there now. Everybody have a screwdriver this weekend. You know, in lieu of the king passing away. I was hoping that picture of Muhammad Ali I posted when I said rest in peace, OJ, would get more, more loves. I don't think a lot of people know who Muhammad Ali. fuck, dude. There is, you know, I was
fucking crying, dude. It was my first break at work today. I was like, get the fuck out of here. Like,
I literally stopped what I was doing at work because they moved me upstairs. So now I'm away from everybody at work, which is beautiful. But I literally yelled from the top of my lungs, the juice died. And I ran downstairs to tell all my friends, OJ's dead, dude. They go, what?
OJ's dead, everybody.
He's dead. I just broke down and started crying and ripped my shirt open. And just threw myself on the ground. We gotta find who did this. They go, said it was cancer. No.
Cancer's denying it. Cancer's denying it.
Find him.
It. Yeah, yeah. He's denying.
Cancer just wrote a book.
Yeah.
Oh, man, dude. I don't know. It's crazy. Crazy times in this country.
It is crazy times.
You know?
I think.
It makes me sad. Makes me sad for the future.
Who's next? What's going eclipse, on, man?
The eclipse. Some say the eclipse killed OJ.
I think so.
There's your conspiracy right there. Take that to TikTok, dude. You'll be next. You'll be viral in a week. Jesus Christ.
P. Diddy? Is P. Diddy next? Is he gonna?
I pray to God he's next. He's the one. I'll tell you what, he should have fucking died instead of OJ, dude. I'll take OJ over Diddy. God, why couldn't you take Diddy? Soon.
It'll happen.
You think so? I don't think so.
Yeah. Oh, of course. Come on.
Why?
Knows too much. He's ready to expose too many secrets. Do you guys see the list thing that was released? But then it was really
his kid.
Some like, yeah, he was like, or his
bro,
his nephew.
Wait, what? Thought.
There was, oh he was God. Sitting in front of this weird statue, and he had his nephew or some kid on his lap, and he was just calling out celebrities' names. Right? He was like, what were some of the crazy ones, like Mark Wahlberg and.
Yeah,
Demi Lovato, just like all the regular players that you would suspect are probably involved in some crazy shit anyway, and like people were saying, he's calling everybody out. He's saying that they better call him, or he's exposing things.
Marky Mark was
wild. He was going
and the Funky Bunch.
Someone's gonna hurt me a little bit, dude. I like Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, yeah, if that's true. But they're just saying that it was just some old 2020 video that he was calling out people because it's for his son's birthday party or some crazy shit. I don't know. So I don't know what to believe because that could be
fabrication. Like it was a right clip, there. Like, yeah.
It was I an see, old like clip where he was just, yeah, like maybe some old
That's
TikTok.
The problem, dude, the age Twitter of information.
Yeah,
sometimes
it all gets
too much
back,
information is bad. Yeah.
It can be. It can certainly be. But I think I prefer too much information than the controlled tight.
Than not enough.
Flow of information. Yeah. Getting it from one source.
Like I'd rather have it and not need it. Agencies.
Booyah!
Then need it, not have it, brother.
Damn fucking right.
Although sometimes I wish I didn't know. Sometimes I wish I didn't know these things that I know, you know?
Ignorance is bliss.
Ignorance is bliss. Sometimes I wish I was a
dude. The know, Matrix said it best, bro.
A tranny or whatever. Those guys seem to be having fun right now. Well, you know, they don't know.
Give them sometimes. 6 years, though. I don't know.
You think so?
Well, I think that's the average rate before they transition or kill themselves. About 6 years.
That sounds fair. That sounds about right.
But no, ignorance
Danny,
is absolutely
bliss. Can you pull the science on that?
Oh, thank you, old Jamie.
Check out.
These sweet tarts are fucking delicious, dude.
Oh my god, it's not good for you, bro.
There's an army of little sweet tart animals just sitting in front of me right now, and I'm not gonna stop eating them.
Animals?
I'm not gonna stop. Yeah, they're like little like bunnies and little chicks, and there's like a duck.
Branch it out. Here. Ever seen that? What kind of packaging do they come in? Just a loose bag?
Loose no, it's a like box? A box. Okay, yeah, just a box. Right. We got the three little chicks, ducks, and bunnies is what it says here. And it's got
cute.
Jesus Christ.
It has it's Jesus made Christ out of, in there too. It is Easter.
Oh, no. Damn, that's a good one.
I dig that. That's
a special. That's the rare
conservative brand. Branding.
It's got natural flavors, yellow 5, red 40, blue 1, and blue 2. So it's all flavor. It's just all sugar and flavor. Just
natural flavors.
And color.
It'll break down what the hell is that, though.
Malic acid. Maltodextrin.
Ooh.
And then that's it. Calcium.
Yeah, that whatever. Was scary.
Yuck. Get out of here.
Not multi.
Yeah, no, I don't want no fucking calcium, dude.
The fucking calcium out of here, dude.
Fuck ugh. Out of here, dude. What do I look like? I want a strong bone? You idiot.
All you need is apple cider vinegar and a clove of
garlic. What are you saying over there? Apple cider vinegar smells like fucking feet, dude.
I love apple cider vinegar.
You gotta, like, take a chug once a day, bro. Maybe not once a day, but it's healthy.
I think that's what it says, once a day. It's like antioxidant or whatever. I wash my blueberries with it. But I do wash produce with it. What do you got over there? Apple cider vinegar tablets? Nah, but that's made by the man, dude. It's a tablet form.
Well, but that's fine. What's wrong with a tablet form?
Oh, that's got Bill Gates written all over it, brother. I got news for you.
Big Pharma. Is
yeah, you got the Zika virus vaccine in that
estrogen
thing.
Pills.
Yeah.
Yo, oh, you want to talk about sterilization. Bro.
You're getting gynecomastia. You know, not to out my dad, but my dad
had gynoplasty.
Had that, and I'm not gonna.
What is it?
And I'm not gonna leave. I'm so that's like a, you. That's like estrogen, like an influx of estrogen that hits your body, and then it creates masses in your tits, and then it gives you basically like puff nipples. Oh, it's a symptom of incorrect steroid use. But it's because in your body, you know, you stop all the estrogen in your body and you just replace it with testosterone while you're doing steroids. And then if you don't take a right the right post cycle to kind of normalize, slowly normalize your hormones back up, your body just floods your itself with estrogen. And then enough so to then, like, quote unquote, store for the winter, right? It goes into like emergency whatever mode. And the next thing you know, your tits start to puff out, just your nips. And then you get these little hilltops, you know, these little Hershey's kisses. So then he got surgery. I'm just outing my dad right now. I hope he never listens to this. But then he got surgery to get him removed because he was like, yo, I'm not looking like this. And now he's fine. You'd never know.
Well, all right, well, that's good. Jesus. Yeah, that's a revealing shit problem. Sorry.
Ah, he's fine. He's
sorry you had to deal with it. So what was it like having two moms? fuck.
All my friends came over all the time hoping to see something, and it was quite annoying. I wasn't a fan. Oh, my gosh, dude. Hey, let me take a fat piss.
Yeah, we're going to take a break.
Break down.
And then we can fucking... We don't have to go right back in the news, but we can. I gotta piss here. And I need more water for these fucking sweet tarts.
All right. Water break. All right, we'll be right back, everybody. Stay tuned.
Gang.
I really like this background. It's AI background. I hate AI, but I'm totally addicted to AI. And I can't even fathom how this shit's going to be implemented into everything that we do not too long from now. And that's scary. But what are you going to do? It's pretty cool. The technology is cool, but it's just going to be so abused. It's already abused. It's already biased. Programmed to be biased. Just like history.
Are you talking about AI?
Yeah. Just the way history is written by the victors. AI is just going to be changed by those in power. And it's pretty much going to control everything. Hold on, let me pause this music. But it's a scary thought, bro. Can you even fathom how it's going to be implemented into everything? They're going to be making full-length movies with AI very soon, I imagine. Because that technology is already leaping and bounding very quickly.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Like, they showed
some
the comparison.
Of the early commercials were horrifying, though.
Yeah, well, they showed the comparison of Will Smith, I guess, eating spaghetti was one of the first, like, AI videos or some shit like that. And it's so fucked up. I mean, like, it just
it's
looks
crazy,
horrible.
Dude.
He doesn't
it's
have like their hands and
shit.
Like, yeah, it really is. It's
there was, like, a pizza joint one that was early on. That was pretty funny.
Ooh, I gotta look for the pizza joint one. But yeah, hands and everything were fucked up. Just the frames are going in and out.
Yeah, their mouths were going all crazy. The cheese is like melting through their face. It was so fucking weird, dude.
Couldn't maintain.
Their eyes were fucking all loopy.
It's fucking crazy. And then that chick, but then the new one with like the chick walking down like New York City or something. It looks real, bro.
It's
insane.
Nuts. I mean, you used to not be able to do letters. And now, like, you're plugging in letters. It's, like, it doesn't get it every single time. But,
I know. Sometimes it's funny. But
it used to not do it at all. It would look like alien characters.
Yeah, and it's only getting better and better. Like, every couple of weeks, there's, like, a new version of one of these fucking AI, what do they call, like, the main program? Like, ChatGPT. There's Claude 3 is one of them.
Yeah. Adobe has their own AI now. I think it's called Firefly.
Adobe, yeah. Yeah, theirs is crazy. I want to get that shit just to try that generative filled one. Have you seen them, like, Photoshop Yeah. Where they can just like expand the picture, like make a take any size little clip of picture of anything, and then you expand the edges and just have it fill it in, and it's insane results, bro. I mean, not all the time, of course, still, but you know, it's an improving technology. We're at sort of the forefront here. But I think that I don't think we're at the forefront, to be honest. Like, if you think about it, how fast it's been coming out now, that's just what's been released. You know, government and military and shit like that have probably had even more advanced AI way before this. And what they probably have now.
Yeah.
It's tough to think about because the technology doesn't hit consumer bases until it's like done with.
Gone through some processes. In those
industries.
Yeah.
Like GPS and shit. Military was using that for ages before it was like, all right, hey, throw this in your car, people. We'll sell it to you for $100.
It's like a separate device you put in your car.
TomTom.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had like the TomTom or one of them joints.
I remember geocaching. People used to do that shit.
Yeah. Finding like dead heads and shit like that.
Yeah.
Just severed body parts. Or whatever. I think people probably still do that.
Probably.
Yeah. It's like a treasure hunt. People love
it's like Pokemon
shit.
Go.
It's a distraction. It's a nice distraction. It's a fun time. Yeah, like yeah. It was Pokemon Go before there was Pokemon Go.
Yep.
What about Pokemon Stop? How about that? You ever think of that game?
I try. I've thought about that since it started.
That was
kind of no one ever talks about Pokemon Stop. Pal World was pretty good. I never finished it.
Pokemon coming out?
I don't know, dude. When's the last time a good Pokemon comes out?
There's a new.
I'll tell you what. After Pal World, they would if they were smart, they wouldn't release.
There's open world Monster
Hunter. Go back to the drawing. Monster Hunter is kind of good. It's a decent game.
Dude, it worked. My boy at work. He's
it's weeby. You wouldn't like it. There's a lot of groaning and
shit. Yeah.
Fucking.
He should have been on tonight's episode. Sick. He would have wrecked it.
That's my new favorite shit.
Was it?
Weeb. I'm a new weeb.
You fucking virgin. I don't know.
Cherry's bust a little bit. Now we got to get you on Attack of Titan.
Yo, Attack on Titan. I don't know what you're waiting on at this point. If you've watched Vinland Saga and Ninja Penis.
Yeah, because like just when we're talking about the character development and all that shit, yo, Attack on Titan is on another level. Crazy. You get so into it. You just, and once you just start cracking open that bag of Lays, you can't stop.
Yes, dude.
You just want to get
that's what it is. Perfect analogy. It's like a bag of Lays chips, dude. You never, you know, there's always one more in there, and you're just going to keep eating as long as there's one more in there. And then when there's finally. The last one's gone. Feels so sad.
Then they sell you half a bag and tell you this is the last one, and then wait. There's another half a bag.
We got to finish the season. We got to watch that last ep.
I didn't even watch the whole last. Well, last you mean last section of season? Or, it's a couple. It's more than one episode, isn't it?
It's two hour and a half long episodes.
Really?
Yeah.
Part four, part two, or whatever. Whatever the fuck it is.
Damn.
I didn't know that. I thought it was like a whole other like 12 to 20 episodes. Oh, well, that's
two movies, basically.
Okay, well. Yeah, I didn't see either of those. I'm hype as fuck. And it is dubbed now, right? I don't even have to worry about that.
Dubbed as fuck.
I kind of want to do that live and fresh, though, then. If we get the.
Yo, I'm down. Listen, you tell me when you want to do the rewatch.
I'm down.
And we set a timeline for us to do the show.
Once I start doing that shit again, I'll be deep into it. Because, yeah, I'll be watching it in the car on the ride home there to work every day too, and all that shit. Cause those are some good memories watching that show too. That was great. Getting it in whenever I could. Breaks. Lunch
oh my
breaks,
god, dude! Right? Oh my fucking god,
watching
dude!
Watching little 10-minute clips here at a time, getting all high. You're like, oh fuck, what's gonna happen? Yeah, you'll be edge of your seat, bro. You'll be edging.
Like, night, you're gonna be edging so fucking hard.
Let us know, mate. Let us know, bro.
Well, I'm just shoving fucking Reese's Pieces down my dumb throat. Or Reese's Cups.
We've moved on from the sweet tarts. What are they to the?
Damn, you are going ham.
Wait, Reese's Pieces or cups? What do you got?
No, cups. I'm an idiot.
Oh, okay. You got the two packs? You got like the big four packs? Or what do you got?
I got a whole bag, bitch.
You got a whole bag. Damn.
I got Santa's bag of tricks over here, dude.
Are they shaped like Easter eggs or carrots?
No, these are, I already ate all the Easter egg ones. These are just regular old little cups, little mini cups,
that's
dude.
The ones. Oh, well. Yeah, all right. They're all right.
Hey.
Original chocolate size and peanut butter is the perfect combo, though. I mean, like,
I disagree.
Because some of them have too much peanut butter.
Yeah. No, I love it.
Too much chocolate. The original.
Like, I don't like the Christmas size tree ones and shit.
No, I don't.
Like, oh, my God. Really? I love those.
Yeah.
The pumpkin, the Christmas tree, the egg, give me them all.
The bites and shit, nah.
Nah, the bites are mid.
Something wrong with them. The ones with like the gold foil on it, nah.
That's these. These are good.
I like those ones. Ooh, I like those small ones.
That's what I'm eating.
Nah. Throw it away.
I've eaten five.
Nah.
Come on, man. Grow up, bro.
Whoa up, he says. Wow, I didn't realize we were gonna attack each other tonight, dude.
Damn, dude.
Attack on attack, dude. Attack 40,
how old I am? Every couple minutes.
I attacked tonight. Nice. Thank you. I'll go to miniature Kit Kat now for your sake. Here we go.
Attack Jamie and me. Us 40-year-olds.
Yo, you leave young Jamie out of this, dude. You leave not so young Jamie out of this.
Young Ghost.
Switch. Young Ghost. Yeah,
little,
yeah.
Little
young
ghost.
G.
Like a rapper, dude.
Yo, little ghost.
Spell it Y-U-N-G.
What up, Tack? Are you, all right. I wanted to ask you real quick about this Drake thing now. We were talking a little bit before the show, but all right. So this beef between Drake, Kendrick, J. Cole, it's gotten to weird levels because we had J. Cole releasing a diss track. And then he took it back because he was at a concert and he was like, you know what? 2 days ago, I dropped this track. I've been feeling horrible since. I'm putting out negative vibes now. I don't like it. I think he's going to take it off of streaming services. He's recanting.
That's fucking retarded.
And so that happened. Drake didn't say shit yet, I don't think. And then last night, Metro and Future dropped a brand new album. Out of nowhere, like, what, a week and a half after their last album?
Yeah, two which albums in 2 weeks. Thing.
And I think they got Rocky, ASAP Rocky on there dissing them. And maybe, like, don't they have, like, a J. Cole track on there? What do you know about
that? That's what you were telling me.
I know nothing.
I heard the ASAP
you don't know track. I was hoping you tapped in there.
I don't care about any of these dorks, first of all. It's all written by some other guy. Maybe J. Cole's. Right, I'm a Drake guy, but I understand, and I live in reality, and I understand that Drake, everything that Drake does is written for him, right? Where Drake hasn't written his own lyrics in over a decade. Probably. Let's be frank. More than that, probably.
Probably.
And at this point, Drake's just kind of like the iPhone 15, you know? It's not really an upgrade from the last one. It maybe has, like, a better camera, but you're not going to use it enough to notice. Drake is just there. He has a song with Bad Bunny on Bad Bunny's new album, and it's fucking stupid to hear him like singing in Spanish. It fires me up, dude. It pisses me off, you know, because I don't even like Bad Bunny. I hate Bad Bunny. My wife loves Bad Bunny, and all I do when I listen to like that Spanish shit is I process it in my head in English, and the lyrics are just fucking laughable. These guys rap about the dumbest shit, dude. And then you guys wonder why I'm trying to rescind my fucking Mexican card over here. It's because these fucking clowns should just stick to making arepas and shit. They shouldn't be making this kind of music. I'm tired of it.
Get a taco truck.
Stick to an empanada, you dork.
Oh, shit. I was curious. All right, just real quick, because you might know this. Was there any Drake P. Diddy collaboration or connection there?
I was thinking
he's in the same circle for some reason, but then I'm thinking maybe not. I don't know. Not that I can recall.
Drake, I think, made enough money with Lil Wayne that he didn't really have to. Now, did he go to a Diddy party? I don't know. I don't think there's any like
a freak off
record of him like hanging out with Diddy like that.
Okay,
I mean, anything's possible. You know what I mean? Damn. All those guys hang out in those circles.
We almost
circles
had
like
him.
That.
Like, we could have.
Yeah,
got him.
I was hoping. Really
I hope he was on the. He was on the list. Did he was saying?
You were hoping he was going to the freak off, you fucking animal.
Yeah,
take him down too.
Yeah, Drake's kind of fucking.
If we get Diddy, Jay Z, and Drake all in one swoop, oh dude, oh my god, I'm celebrating, bro.
Turn to real hip hop, maybe.
Wow. What if you found all of Wu-Tang Clan was on fucking Diddy's island?
I don't know, dude.
Forgiven. What would you do?
That's tough. Yeah. All of them.
Forgive them.
Even
it's like, you know, hey, if people can forgive Michael, you know, like Wu-Tang's gonna be my pass.
It's gonna be your hall pass.
Yeah, yeah.
They can do whatever
again,
they want.
We go back to OJ. If you can't be a great, if you can't become an icon in a certain field, you know, or I'm sorry, if you become an icon in a certain field, you should be able to get away with some heinous
something like
thing.
This. Yeah. Let it slide. Yeah. Come on. Well, I mean, it's what happened, really. So
he'll kill a couple people, get fucked in the butt by a guy. Those are two very similar things that you can get forgiven for. You know what I mean?
Or whatever horror they were doing as well. Might just not be just Meek Mill's getting blasted in the ass.
You never posted that. I need to see it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Shit, my bad.
Oh, yeah, the
dude,
the
so I just
audio.
Looked up a Diddy-Drake connection, and the only thing is that Diddy reportedly slapped Drake at a club.
Oh, yeah, dude. Those guys aren't hanging out together.
That's the only connection. So they weren't friends.
There you go. We'll get them on something else.
Yo, shout out my boy Drake. Yeah, he's we'll clean, dude. We'll sprinkle some crack
you,
on him,
Drake.
Dude.
Yeah.
Mark Furman, where you at?
Get out of here.
Drake, I don't have a problem with you, but now I guess I do. Because if they got a problem with you, I got to jump in. You know, I can't be the last
boy.
Yeah,
Lost Boys, baby.
So, Drake, fuck you. And get ready, dude, because you're going to get what's coming. You fucking son of a bitch.
I'm going to start writing some bars.
Oh.
Drake, Snake, Hate.
Damn.
Oh, dude, you're deep, fucked. Bro. He's fucked. Cooked. That's it. Release the album.
I'm going to sneak
16 songs off of those lyrics, dude.
Future, you interested?
Metro got the beats. Come on, we got this.
Are you hitting, you know what? I like Metro. Metro makes some good beats.
He does.
Yo, that Spider-Man soundtrack? I was so vibing off of that.
Metro Boomin wants some more.
Good shit, man.
Yeah, that's my guy. There's some great 21 Savage beats, too.
Yeah.
Him and 21 Savage pop off, dude.
I think I heard the 121 album. Yeah, it was pretty good.
Good?
Good, yeah.
Oh man,
so many new artists though. It's hard to.
There's too many. I've kind of stopped looking into the music as well, just because I don't really have time to like sit there and sift and analyze.
That becomes the problem. Yep, right there.
I just watch YouTube videos about fucking Elden Ring boss explanations and lore or whatever while I'm driving to work, or Ninja Kamui.
Yeah. Conspiracy TikToks, bro.
Conspiracy TikToks.
Taking all my new hip hop artist time. Watch out for the tsunami that's heading past Africa, by the way.
South
that's
Africa,
that's the biggest new conspiracy. There is this
80 something like, foot waves.
80 foot waves reported on this thing. Now here's what pisses me off about this though.
Oh, if there's
it
water in Africa,
it is
you know
over there hard.
Is it really though? Because I saw some video, but then I went to like Cape Town Africa News and there was like nothing on their main page. So it's like Is mainstream
it's
media
a psyop,
covering this
man.
Up? Like I don't
dude,
know because there's
TikTok
crazy
said
shit
so.
Left and right. I know that's why I'm thinking because TikTok's telling me one thing, but they told me so many things about the eclipse and it didn't happen. So I don't know what to believe. Oh, I'm such a
how about I got something you don't have to believe TikTok. Don't believe
hard.
TikTok.
Nah, dude,
hard,
this is why
bro.
The government's taking it away from us.
Exactly,
it's informing us too quickly.
Exactly.
Oh, you're
I'm
so
thinking too
right.
is a whole thing, bro. But it might
I
be a spaceship.
To think about it like that.
I don't know, but there's just something crazy that came out of Antarctica area headed up the west coast of Africa, heading right toward our Atlantic Ocean, and it possibly, you know, who knows? We're fucked, Tack. Night's chilling over there in Cali, but it's hitting.
I'm just gonna shoot at the.
We're just waiting for the third wave.
East coast is going. Well, that's when it's.
If I shoot at the wave, it'll be fine.
Combined. That's true. That's true. You got a lot of ammo, right?
I got enough
ammo.
I got enough. I need more shotgun shells right now. Yeah. If a team of seven broke into my house, I would need two guns. Because my shotgun's a little dry. But.
Careful. Know what you got in the,
yeah.
in the chamber.
Off. I'll tell you what I got in the chamber, dude. Freedom. Freedom and democracy. That's what I got in that fucking chamber, daddy.
Amen.
And I'm going to spread it. It's funny, actually, because I. I'm just going to fuck it. Yeah. Amen. My life is super. I'm in a weird predicament right now because I have this shotgun, you know, but I got to kind of. I'm debating, and this is so extra.
Tactical?
It is tactical. It's a bullpup, so it is technically tactical.
Oh, that's crazy.
Shotgun? Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's Turkish.
This, I think, right? Yeah.
Yeah, somewhere in there. It's bullpup, and I got to load it with. I have it loaded with high brass, high velocity. Double lot buckshot, which is just a fucking powerhouse of I mean, that's as big boy of a shotgun shell, unless you're going to get into slugs, which the final round in there is a slug. So I have four buckshot rounds.
Fuck around, find out.
Exactly.
Ooh.
And I got four buckshot rounds, then one slug, so that in case, you know, there's a team of four in there, the last guy's going to get a fucking leg just chopped off. And I'm weird because, you know, the way my house is set up, and I'm not going to give out the layout of my house, but the way it's set up is if I walked out of my room and somebody was, let's say, coming in from my garage door, they'd be in front of my son's room. And so I can't necessarily shoot that shoddy, in that direction because I'm afraid to go through the drywall. And so hear me out. This is a thought that I had at 2 a.m. the other night. I thought about maybe I break down the drywall that's in the living room and put a layer of concrete in between the drywall, like in the drywall, you know, and then I'll put drywall back up and paint it and do the whole thing.
You were thinking this?
No, not at all. Clean and sober. 60 days or whatever. I do, yeah.
Nice.
Okay. And congrats.
Give this man his chip.
I'm gonna give me. It's just a laze.
Like we both reach for it. Reach for it. Fucking addict behavior, dude. Yeah. You just bring it up, and my hand moves.
Oh fuck, dude. No, I listen. I respect right to do it. Here. Do one for me. I'm debating putting concrete in the dam. In between the walls.
Filling the walls with concrete.
So that I can freely spread this freedom. You know what I mean? But that seems like a lot of work. I can't do that.
But you can fill the walls with concrete.
Do it. Yeah.
That sounds easier. Sure.
Yeah, dude. You know, I'm not going to... first of all, I threw the directions away to this bed, dude. I'm not going to... I'm gonna undo this bed,
bro. And then like a similar put it back together. That's so funny. I'm like, I
threw away the manual.
Either. Ah, that's too funny, bro. That's too funny.
I think I ate too many Easter chocolates, and now my hands are a little shaky. My heart's a little fluttery. I'll say that.
It's
the adrenaline thinking about someone breaking in your house.
Oh, yeah, dude, I get fucking. Yeah. You see my
itchy.
You should see my trousers, dude. Fucking tight right now, I'll tell you that.
You can unzip, bro. It's fine.
Oh man. Fuck.
All right.
Yeah, well, let's get into the fucking news of this bitch.
All right. Yeah, let's get into
ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome.
Night.
Thanks. This is it.
Thanks. Sorry, we short circuited. It's the eclipse.
That's cute. I love the tandem thing.
Oh man.
It's like a triple kiss for sure.
You like that? Mwah.
All right. So yeah, one of our favorite games, dude, fucking Baldur's Gate 3.
Ooh. Baldur's Gate 3, shout out Baldur. You still haven't finished it.
Whoa.
Yeah. So it won 3 awards at the BAFTAs yesterday, which is like the British Entertainment Award. Okay. But it's highly regarded. But what that means is Baldur's Gate 3. Yeah, RIP. She's up there with the juice. That's
right.
Now.
That's right.
Kate
Middleton.
Yeah, she's up there too. Yeah, fucking haven't seen her in a while, dude. She's in South Africa. But Baldur's Gate 3 is the first game to ever get Game of the Year on all 5 major game awards.
Oh,
so it's just like a fucking clean sweep.
Rest in peace, OG.
Fucking dope. Does that put this in like the masterpiece category? Like this.
Then here's my question. How does this not beat Ocarina of Time for best game ever?
In my opinion. Is that best game ever or is that most soul or something?
Well, what was that list from? Game
Informer? Yeah, where is the list?
That we were looking at?
From fucking Nintendo Power, bro. I see it right here. No wonder.
I think that's a fake fucking thing. I think this game, I mean, I can tell you what, this game, I think, fully deserves best game. I mean, one of the best games of all time. I don't know.
It's up there.
Again, for me, it's Elden Ring. I mean, Elden Ring's just, it's got that little fucking, it's something different. Elden Ring. It's hard to compare.
Every man, though. It's easier to say Baldur's Gate 3 for sure. Elden Ring still has that gamer edge. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, it's a good game. I'll say that. If there is a game that could win all of those awards, I'm glad it's this one.
Same.
I'm glad it's this one.
Deservedly.
Yeah, absolutely. Fantastic game. Everyone play it.
God. Yeah, I need to do another playthrough on this game. Dude, completely different character.
Yeah, I gotta fucking finish it.
You gotta do the Dark Urge, bro. It's the wave.
That is the wave.
Yeah, I gotta do something like that. Gotta do something like that. All right, moving on. So, Helldivers 2. Players are kind of unhappy right now because Helldivers 2 has released more content. And it, like, I think it was yesterday, day before. And you should be happy. But the thing is that they've left a lot of shitty bugs in the game. So people are kind of like, are we going to focus on content instead of fixing some like broken shit? And the reason I put this article in here is because I've been suffering from this. I played the shit out of Helldivers, and then they released a patch. And after that patch, this was like a few weeks back, the game was unplayable for me. Like, it was crashing every 2 minutes, maybe. So I couldn't even play the game for 2 minutes, and it would just crash. Hard crash. And no other game was doing it for me. So because I obviously went to go play other games because I couldn't even play Helldivers. But yeah, so I kind of agree, you know, like, are we going to focus on dropping more content when you still, like, I can't even fucking play the game. So, like, I don't even really want to. I fell off hard. Yeah. Like,
they've probably lost thousands of players, man. No one's been talking about this either. So, is that part of the reason?
They still got some good
think?
Numbers, which is kind of crazy.
Okay.
Like, I think today I was looking on Steam.
Well, maybe our servers.
I know.
Our
I mean, it's just like, it's still popular. But I think, that, you know, obviously the game is playable for a lot of people. So, but I was having problems with it, and other people are too. So, and it's kind of shitty because I would like to play. I would like to grind some new content.
Yeah, get
you know
your
what
dailies
I mean?
In shit.
But for sure. Yeah, it kind of turned me off a little bit. But I'll go back to it at some point. I'm sure they'll fix it. But I feel like they need to put out a big fix patch.
It's the perfect time for us to jump back into the finals.
The finals,
huh? The finals.
I think it's
holy
like season
shit.
Two, bro.
I'm not.
They keep putting a finals ad in Discord, and it's pissing.
I saw
me.
That.
I can't get.
We got to stream it. I just hit it
Hills.
Today.
I'll hide this. Okay.
You hit it. That's hilarious.
Yeah. What was I supposed to do? Accept it?
Yes.
Accept you have to like, stream it in Discord for your friends, and then you get some skins.
Oh, yeah. Fuck that, dude.
Yeah. All right. Well, moving on to more positive news. Fallout 4 gets an upgrade this month on the 25th.
Wait.
So, yeah.
What? Oh, my God. Well, then that's the perfect time to jump in, bro. Yes. You got to jump in. All right. Bro.
So, I was kind of hoping you guys didn't see this or hear about it. So, yeah, on the 25th, they're going to add a PC update that's going to allow ultra-widescreen displays. It's going to fix some things. They're reworking the creation kit and stability, and they're adding mods into their, you know, their ecosystem.
Wait, you could already do that.
Yeah, but they're adding new mods for this on the 25th. So they're going to have some new shit in there. Yes, exactly. So I'm going to cop it at this 75% off. I think it's $9.99 to have the game and all the DLC. So I think I'm going to get that version.
Bro, that's crazy. Yeah, that's a perfect
PS5 version coming out on the 25th of April.
Oh,
that's this month.
And yeah, okay. And Xbox.
Oh, so it's old
as well.
Okay, so it's updating for next gen.
So it's a next gen update Fallout 4 for all systems.
Bro, this is fucking
dope. I might download it. And then they have the mods and shit too. Holy fuck. I'll play this on fucking PS5, dude. You kidding me?
Everybody go on Steam too, because everything's discounted. Fallout Mania.
Hype, dude. I'm in there.
The show was good.
You know, Fallout always crashes on my PC. Since the day I got it, for some reason, it crashes for me on my PC, and I don't know why. I don't know what's happening with it.
Wait, you get to play it all, and then it crashes, or you're saying you can't even load it up?
I get out of the vault, and then it just crashes.
Oof, fuck.
Immediately. It makes me angry.
That sucks, yeah.
Check the discussion.
Like me and Helldivers right now.
Steam or whatever.
I'm going to give it the old college try again.
But yeah, this shit is great. And they're all great. Oh, why don't they do... Oh, they got... nothing in the pipeline in that article about 3 or New Vegas getting any kind
of... Nah, I don't... nothing about like an older... You know, like a remake or anything like that, but
that needs a reboot.
So supposedly this was originally announced in 2022, this update, and it was supposed to come out last year, but it got delayed. And you know, maybe they delayed it on purpose to kind of capitalize like Cyberpunk.
Put up next week, the show. Yeah,
Cyberpunk did the same shit. They did the Edgerunners, update, like where they kind of revamped everything. It came out all at the same time. And like the hype was real, so I mean it's super smart of Bethesda. Finally, they make a good move, dude.
Yeah,
Starfield was a blunder for me, so I'm glad that they aren't fumbling this because I'm enjoying the show and I'm hyped to play Fallout for the first time.
Yeah, they can see where their fan base is gravitating toward. Please open your eyes, Bethesda. We don't need a Starfield 2. Let's get that next fucking Fallout going on. It's been a while.
Watch them just their next game. They're like Starfield 2, guys, and everyone's like, "Are you fucking joking?" Like,
we canceled.
Oh, everybody needs to boycott it.
Yeah, that would be hilarious. That's what we call fumbling the bag.
Yo, Fallout 3 is fucking $2 right now, $2.49, and Fallout New Vegas is $2.49 also on Steam.
Get it, get Vegas. Just
after he said I couldn't get into it.
I'm not gonna play it, dude. I'm just giving the information out. I'm not gonna do anything with it. That's insane. I still haven't played Hogwarts Legacy.
I loved that game.
I got that too to play. Fuck. That was fun. A little bit too repetitive at times, though.
It wasn't the best game ever made, but I had a good time playing that shit.
Yeah, and it still deserved to be nominated.
For something.
Or whatever his name is. Fucking ass. Propaganda.
What? What did you say over there?
Yeah, the Game Awards. The Jeff Keighley guy.
That's his Jeff Keighley and his dumb face.
They refused to even mention that Hogwarts was not mentioned at all during the whole game award. Not one soul.
Oh, no, that's fine. I'm with that.
Hogwarts. It's like,
no, I'm all right with that.
Come on.
It deserves to be somewhere. Nod.
You don't believe that, dude.
A mention. Fuck yeah, over some of that shit they had in there, of course.
I'm sure they did have fucking garbage in there. I didn't watch the awards because, you know, that's not, I don't like that. But,
gay.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to say that because maybe you guys watched it. I didn't want to insult you. Well, maybe you should be. Have you ever tried conversion camp?
I'm working on getting them tits going on, though, bro.
I think Ghost and I watched it together.
Or whatever. I'm flushing the testosterone or whatever you said.
That's what are you talking about? Oh, the gynecomastia.
Yes.
Yeah, dude.
I'm working on it.
Yo, I'll suck on those fucking nipple masses, dude.
Ooh, all right. Let me put you down in the book. Okay.
Love it.
We'll call you Puff Daddy.
Ghost, the joke there is that your nipples would be inflamed.
Mm-hmm. Damn, also, this guy gets also, it.
Perhaps puffy, right?
So that
puffy, perhaps, yeah, that also fits.
Yo, you guys need to stop being so gay, dude. This is a family show.
A Christian no Diddy. Family show.
This is no Diddy. Thank you.
Yeah. No Diddy.
Sorry for cussing.
Sorry for cursing. Fuck, dude. I love the internet, and I love you guys. And I love you if you're listening. If you're listening right now, I love you. And the person next to you, I want you to do something very violent to them. And that's not a call to action. I'm just telling you what I want. Now, it's up to you to make the decision, you know? But just remember that I do love you if you're listening. And hopefully you remember that as you O.J. Simpson the shit out of the person standing next to you. That'd be great. Just remember that I love you.
Do they have to yell out juice while they're doing it?
Lost Boys Podcast.
Juice? Why would they yell at the juice?
Juice.
Oh, juice. God, yeah, dang, well, 100%.
You're digging yourself deeper, bro.
Well, I didn't know. I thought you were. I was going to come to their defense, you know, because I want some good weather this weekend. I don't know about you guys. I'm not looking for any I'm not looking for any rain or none of that. I hope for some nice, you know.
Well, watch the Giants' 80-foot waves. Weather. They're coming your way, bro. Be careful. I hope it hits
well
after the weekend.
Then maybe you should yell Jews as the so you fuck up the person.
That might be the kryptonite right there.
Oh, shit.
Might work.
Let's get these guys afraid. All right.
Thank you, everybody. Home. This is it. Yeah. Thanks for tuning in. LostBoysSociety.org, where you can do all the stuff. Check us out. Join the Discord. It's always some great conversations going on in there. Thank you to all our live viewers and chatters. We are live every Friday night here on Twitch, Lost Boys Society. Or, of course, find us wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Lost Boys and make sure you subscribe and like and leave a review. Why not?
Yeah, leave a review, dude.
Yeah.
Come on.
Add
do
your
something.
Review to the hundreds of others. We'll see it. I bet you. Thank you guys as always.
Hey, triple as kiss. Always, mwah, mwah, mwah,
all over your faces.
Whoa. Thank you.
My face is located on my penis. I don't know if you knew that. So get the kissing, sister.
And with that, have a lovely evening. Be safe.
Hey, y'all. See ya.
Bet I'm gonna turn it up to 11. Reppin' me, myself, and my best friend. I am in a mess and I'm just real quiet. Confessing, wanna be not rhyming to compete, but beat MCs without even trying. Climbing to be the guy most of dying to see what I'm just dying. You're asleep whining, lying. I got plans in the morning. See you next time, then move on in silence. I'm just a guy with disguises, hard to find with no mind for winding. Gotta move on through the stalls, so long to belong no more. No, I don't know where I've been.
Don't know where I'm going either. Hope the ether, either that or hit the wrong note and be flat or freer. Don't know no more, don't know no more, don't know no more, don't know no more. Yo, G-H-O, S with the Z's, go C, set you free, especially if you weak, cause weak is what I don't F with. Yes, siri, yes, siri, send it, cause I meant it, on your knees, unless you wanna be beheaded. The referee said it's okay, bet it on the slot anyway, so I flex and I never regret it. Ending to be when I'm sent to retreat, just end up and ascended to speak from the heavens, at least, though I'm betting another dimension, ending to reach, then it cause deep, it's a leap of